T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hoffman tracks it down on the boards. Backhand around far side. Huberto looking out for Hoffman. Top of the far circle shot. He scores! Mike Hoffman from the top of the left circle. And the Panthers strike and take a 1-0 lead. The Islanders able to keep it in. Here's Clutterbuck side of the net. Jams in it. Loose puck side of the goal. Panthers look clear. It's held in. A shot. The rebound. Bobrovsky. 3 huge saves. He stopped the initial try from out at the far point. And then 2 follow-up tries from Martin and Clutterbuck. And now the Panthers able to get a clear. Down to our right. Sergei Bobrovsky standing tall on that sequence. Not once, not twice, but 3 consecutive times. And the Panthers keep their 1-0 lead. In rolling puck here to the near boards. Kunockel, a blind backhand pass to the front of the net. Didn't sneak through. Then Kunockel relocates it. Shot in front, and they score. And Matt Martin has tied the game for the Islanders. Up the right side, here's Brassard. Taves across. Pulock there. Pulock, Taves at the line. Taves, Pulock, one-timer, and he scores. It snuck through, and the Islanders have tied the game at 2, and there's that heavy, heavy shot of Ryan Pulock on display. Down here for Bailey again, left circle, makes a move in front, one-timer, and they score. Beauvillier let it rip from the high slot, a power play goal for the Islanders. They lead by a pair. Off the faceoff here, it's Dadonov along the boards, poked away by Anders Lee, bounced it to the neutral zone. Yandel will fling it back in. And to our right it goes. Scott Mayfield has it in the corner. He'll rip it high in the air. Didn't clear, but the final horn sounds. And that's it for this one. The Islanders take game 2 by a 4-2 final, and the Panthers find themselves in a difficult 2-0 hole in the series.
I really thought, you know, I thought it was Bob time, man. Tell me you didn't think it was Bob time. Middle of the second period, he's shutting the door. He had a great first game. I mean,
he walled in the first period.
It was a wall. Leroy. He killed a guy, too.
First of all,
I thought it was Bob time.
He has been consistent with what he's been all year. So I'm not shocked.
I thought it was Bob time.
You thought?
I thought it was Bob time.
After what you saw for 60 plus games?
I was really more going off of what I saw within the game 1 and then like the first third of game 2. It was Bob time.
First, they gave up 2 goals in 30 seconds.
What do you guys want from me? What do you want? Okay, so let me get this straight. You guys just want me to admit that he sucks, and then you want him to get taken by the Seattle Kraken. You want him to be exposed in the expansion draft, want to be taken by the Seattle Kraken. Is that what you want?
No, that's not it at all. What I personally would like is when somebody points out an obvious problem with the goaltending, I want you to acknowledge it and not act like it doesn't even exist.
Why doesn't anybody acknowledge the other stuff? Why?
When you're giving up 4 goals a game, there is no other stuff.
There is other stuff than penalties.
Okay, so this one time, okay, the penalties killed them, okay?
This is the only time that matters.
Here, let's put it into context. If I was paying my goalie $2 million, then I would clearly go to all the other players. But if I'm paying If I'm paying $70 million for a goalie, he's supposed to cover some of that crap up.
What is he supposed to be? What is he supposed to be? Keanu Reeves in The Matrix?
Yes, because he paid him $70 million to be that. Here, let me ask you a question. If I'm going to use the Jaguars.
Why?
If the Jaguars right now were to go in and trade two first-round picks and give a $130 million contract to Garoppolo, what would you expect of him to win games?
I expect a lot.
Okay, why can't I do that with Bobrovsky?
Somebody says Bobrovsky went to Wendy's, to that Wendy special, 4 for 4.
You understand?
Point.
You understand what I'm saying?
Texter.
You're paying top dollar for an elite player. It's not out of the question to ask that he plays elite goalie.
Somebody just
That's
said,
not elite goalie.
Somebody says, Tobin, at least you had the score right. Not the way I saw it going down, sir. What can I ask you, though, if we could put Bob stuff aside? Like, I was really hard for the Panthers this year. I love the Panthers. My daughter's favorite team. She's so adorable. She had her little claw there yesterday. You know, we're watching. She's got the whiskers painted, Leroy, the way that, like, she is a Panther. And we're watching the game. Is this franchise ever going to be good? Are they ever going to be good? Ever?
Not if they pay $70 million for a goalie who averages 4 goals a game.
But they've tried it all. Like, are they ever going to be good at this?
Look.
Hot shot coaches, hot shot GMs, hot shot goalies.
There's trying and there's doing. Okay? One of the things that you can appreciate about Oakland, and I'm talking about baseball, the Oakland A's.
Oh, okay.
Is that they usually go cheap, but they get bang for their buck, correct?
Yep.
And so that means that they're being selective with the players that they pay. They pay a guy because he's the top goalie out there.
Trust me, they paid all these, not just Bobrovsky, but Conley and Achari and Anton Stump. Hey, let me know if you see any of these guys. I haven't seen them all series. How about win a few ball games? Or puck games?
How about win a few ball games?
Let's get to headlines. Disgusted.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Michigan schedule's out, Leroy. You want to hear the games you might not play?
Sure.
All right. You open the season against Purdue.
What do you think, Leroy?
Okay.
Win or loss?
Win or loss. That's a win. That's a loss. Let's go.
Not even for Michigan?
Really? He's got it in his head. I can see it in his face. He's got it. Like, Robbie, he's playing the game in his mind, but he's not going to say because he doesn't want to break principle.
I'm a principle guy.
at Minnesota week 2.
Oh, no.
Oh, the grease man went to Purdue. So.
Then hosting Penn State week 3. Oh, at Rutgers.
Oh, the rule.
I love it. versus Michigan State in week 5. October 17th, week 6, at Indiana. And then this one's a little weird, Robbie. Week 7, October 24th, at Ohio State.
What? Not the end of the season?
Nope.
Whoa!
Nope.
No! What are we doing?
I don't know.
Middle of the schedule?
Middle of the schedule.
Oh, my goodness. What is college football doing?
Call your AD friend, Leroy.
This is garbage.
Hold on. If Michigan doesn't play Ohio State around Thanksgiving, it's not football season.
Sorry. Pandemic, bro. After that, you got Wisconsin on Halloween at home. Then you have November 7th hosting Maryland. Then you close the season. What a doozy. Definitely don't want to close with Ohio State. At Northwestern.
Jeez. You know what's crazy? This is about when football season used to end for us.
So wait, how does playing Ohio State in March save for them playing Ohio State in November? Is the coronavirus going to travel faster because it's a heated rivalry game at the end of the season?
I don't know, man. Like,
I don't know.
It makes zero sense.
It's so weird. Find out about this, Leroy.
I'm going to tell you. There's only been one time that I was at Michigan where we didn't play Ohio State last on the schedule. And that was only because we went to Hawaii. We played the University of Hawaii the following week.
Well, that was a bonus week. Yeah, you get the bonus week.
Right. But to play, hold on. Does anybody understand what just happened with this schedule? Michigan is not playing Ohio State at the end of the year. Like, is that not like clockwork? Last game of the season, Michigan, Ohio State?
Maybe tradition is it's considered a non-essential. I mean, what, you got a bunch of rivalries. Right. Florida State.
You know what's going to happen, right? They're going to play Michigan, Ohio State week 7, and both teams are going to lose week 8.
Yeah, they're normally this is the game that they sell out for. Last game of the year, can't hold anything back, and now they have to play games after.
Texter writes in, Tobin, you thought Bob was going to be Russian Gogi. Turns out he's Russian Wei Yin Chen. Dude sucks. Oh. Damn.
Yeah, he's not wrong yet.
All right, what do we got, Robbie?
Well, the Panthers do it all again in 3 hours. Backs against the wall, last game of the year.
I feel so different than yesterday. I was like, yesterday I was so hot, excited for hockey. Now I'm going to sit my fat ass on that couch just waiting for the inevitable. I'm always just like, I want Bob to just lay in the center of the ice. Just go ahead. Do your worst. He didn't like it.
What's with back-to-back nooners, by the way? They don't play for 3 days and then back-to-back nooners?
Very weird. Very weird, Robbie. I mean, maybe there was just so much bubbling, action going on. They just couldn't get it in.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, they have to play the round robin games too, such as these qualifiers. But all the top 4 seeds are playing like round robin games to see who has the number 1 seed.
Oh man! All right. So what do we got, man?
All right. We have a fallen domino.
Oh.
UConn football. They have announced that they are canceling their football season this year. Now, it should be noted, UConn is no longer in a conference. They're independent, so I'm sure they had a hard time people scheduling them since everyone's going conference only now.
Yeah, well, that's hard times, Daddy. Sorry you couldn't be recruited.
Somebody said Leroy will take this schedule if Michigan wins this year.
Leroy, how does it feel, though? Like, you know, they haven't been beating Ohio State in the one time, but the one time they do beat Ohio State, it's in the middle of the season. I mean.
Yeah, like, are you going to.
Hey.
Take it out, you can get it.
With no crowd?
Hey.
Win is a win, I understand.
Hey.
Listen, he's gotten to the point where he stopped betting the game. He ran out of bets.
Look, I owe Robert a truckload of Mr. Pibb. You know how hard it is to find Mr. Pibb?
Can't get it on Amazon?
No.
Hit up Mrs. Pibb, see where he's at.
Buying soda on Amazon ain't cheap.
Let me see what it says.
Yeah, it's right there with tab.
Huh. Let's see. I'm going to check it out, see what it is.
I'm telling you. You're not going to get the 4 for 10 like at
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Ey,
I got Mr. Pibb 10 pack, Mr. Pibb 10 pack, $20.
Woo!
Jesus.
Right. Hey, Winn-Dixie and get Robert some Dr. Brown. What is it, Dr. Chex?
that check was really good when we went to your house.
Oh, no, I know. Hey, I'm not hating on it.
I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't order from a lot of these Amazon sellers on the soda. They look like where Beast tried to buy that Tebow jersey. I wouldn't trust it.
I'm telling you.
Leroy, just change the label.
When you try to buy some items like food, or say if you're trying to get soda or something like that, they jack up the price. You ain't getting 4 for 12. You're not getting buy two, get one, like at Publix. You're not buying buy one, get one during like 4th of July, something like that. No. Full price all the time. Especially on a tab. When was the last time you saw a tab in a grocery store?
Mm-mm.
Tab was nothing but Diet Coke, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
Yep, because I remember when I was a kid, when you was a kid, you know, for the vending machines, you used to be able to put your arm up underneath there and just grab one, right? But all we could reach is Tab. So we used to drink the hell out of Tab.
I think Hawk still drinks the Tab.
He looks like he drinks Tab, right? And he dresses up. He dresses up like Richard Simmons and does stretching.
Texter writes in, pull Bob at the beginning of the game. Use 6 offensive players. No goalie. Might work.
Same thing.
Overwhelm them?
But they're not getting in nobody's way either. So let's be fair to Bob.
Texter writes in, this Panthers team is terrible. I love playoff hockey because of the intensity, but this team looks so disinterested during playoff games. Done with them.
You know what? The 6-man is not that bad of an idea because if you get a penalty, it's you're at even strength.
Hey, this guy's blasphemous.
What?
Checks is trash. No offense.
Oh, no.
Usually you start off with no offense and then say check is trash.
Damn it,
you don't
done.
Start off with the haymaker and then say sorry.
Agreed.
Damage is done, my friend.
What are the headlines we got, Robbie?
So we got a doubleheader today for the Marlins. After the Panthers game ends around 2:30.
Seven inning
doubleheader. By the way, I feel like with all these rule changes, with the doubleheader, the man on second base to start the extra innings, you got both leagues with that a double designated hitter. I feel like they're just taking all of Lebatard's rules to change baseball, and they're implementing them. All that's missing is the magic at bat.
I don't think that they would ever do Lebatard's rules because the commissioner hates Lebatard. So,
what was the one where he the outfielder would jump into the air and he would like fall into a pool, catching the ball?
Yeah, yeah. My favorite was when they interviewed Jim Leland.
Yeah,
about
that's
that. And he thought Jim Leland was going to hate it. He goes, "Oh, actually, sounds kind of fun."
And now baseball is implementing some of these rules. Man on second base to start the 10th inning. Wacky stuff.
You could just pictured Jim Leland being so not having the silly sauce, and Jim Leland seemed like he liked the silly sauce.
Yeah, actually sounds kind of fun. Are you talking about like a ball pit?
no line yet on either Marlins game, but we know Eliezer Hernandez is supposed to start the first game. We think Jordan Yamamoto, Hawaiian Punch-Out, is going to start the second game, but I haven't seen him. Sure.
Listen, he's given an opportunity at redemption here because I saw him on Instagram. He's like, yeah, I guess I just messed up too much during quarantine. I don't know. We'll see. Nope. I know. He's Hawaiian Punch-Out. Let's go, man. You're going to be, we're going to have two of the best Hawaiian throwers in the history of sports down here? Or, you're going to be
like
a hammerhead?
Hawaiian Punch-Out, and we can't wait till Dead Rabbit gets back.
Dead Rabbit.
Get better.
Dead Rabbit. All right, when we come back. Yeah, Todd, I learned yesterday that he's able to do a varmint call. I don't know anything about it, but, Texas.
Somebody says, hold on, wait. What about Hockman dressing up like Richard Simmons and drinking Tab? I guess you young whippersnappers haven't even heard of Tab. It came in like a pink can, and it was like, I guess it was the first. I think Coke makes it, right?
It is owned by Coke.
It was like Diet Coke before there was Diet Coke. So it was like the first diet drink, sugar-free drink.
Weird. All right, when we come back, we'll get to a little bit of 15 minutes of heat. Dwayne Wade with a cool Bam Adebayo story. We'll recap the win, have some fun. And plus, you know our guy. He's the best cruder in the game. Well, it's got Boston shook. That's next.
15 minutes of heat.
Bam, bam. 15 minutes of heat here for you. 790 the ticket. Your Miami Heat. They got themselves a win yesterday. All guts, all culture, oozing in the bubble yesterday. If you saw some steam coming off of Orlando yesterday, that's just culture percolating off of the bubble. Because the Heat yesterday, no Jimmy buckets. Second night of a back-to-back in the bubble. Beat the Boston Celtics 112-106, led by Bam Adebayo's 21 points, 12 rebounds. And Duncan Mother bleeping Strokinson with 21 points, 5 of 11 from downtown. And the Heat get themselves a win over the Boston Celtics for the first time this season. Goran Dragic, he added 20 points. He did leave the game with a sprained ankle. X-rays were negative. And he did tell his team that it wasn't much cause for concern, according to Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. So, awesome win yesterday for your Miami Heat. Once again on this show, we have been saying this for a long time. It was proven once again. Brad Stevens, wildly overrated. He can go straight to hell. Not in Spoelstra's class. Can't hold his jock when it comes to coaching. He sits there with that dumbfounded look on his face. You know, it's him and his little minion there, Gordon Hayward, with his Fugazi Larry Bird mustache. No chance in hell to beat the Miami Heat. And good, this is what you get. You know, everybody was saying, oh, are we most concerned to face Boston? Let me tell you something, Rowdy. I watched that game yesterday. Don't even try and convince me I should be fearful of that team for a seven game series. No way, no how.
What adjustments? Before these past couple games, I probably would be more worried about Boston than Toronto. But now I think I'm more worried about Toronto than Boston, because I mean Toronto.
I'm not even that worried about Toronto.
I mean, maybe
who are you worried about?
Nobody. You know who I'm worried about? Us. I worry about the things I can control, Leroy. The things I can control. You know what they say in Heatland? Keep the main thing the main thing.
Can I just say, there are times during the course of our show that I have fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Today's one of those days.
There are times when I want to just choke the life out of you. Why are you so unrealistic all the time?
Hard to say.
Right? So you're not, but as far as matchups, you're not worried about anybody.
Nope.
So according to you, the Heat are the best team in the East.
I didn't say that. I said that I'm not worried about anybody. Means I'll take on all comers. Let's go.
Well, of course you are. If you're a competitor,
bring it on.
You will. Okay. I'm going to list these teams in no order.
Got it.
And I want you to give me the order in which they are a threat.
Go ahead.
From worst to first. First being the most of threat.
Okay.
Philadelphia, Toronto,
Hold on.
Boston.
Let's do them one at a time. Let's do them one at a time.
No, you go. Okay. Philadelphia.
Heat and five.
No! I said rank them!
I just did. Heat and five. Go ahead, give me another one.
I'm not playing the game.
No, go ahead, give me another one.
I'm not playing the game.
No, go ahead, give me another one.
You're going to be a jackass about it.
I'm not going to be a jackass. Go ahead.
Yes, you are.
No, go ahead.
Where are you ranking them?
Go. Give me another team.
Boston.
Oh, Heat and five.
I fell for it.
Only because we're gentlemen.
No.
Yeah.
Robbie, don't do it. Don't do it, Robbie. Don't do it, Robbie.
Go on, give me another one.
No! I'm done!
I'm not going to do that with every team. I swear to God, that's not the bit.
Done!
That's not the bit. I swear, that's not the bit. Give me one more team.
No.
Come on, one more.
No.
I promise I won't do the Heat and five thing.
No.
I mean, unless you genuinely, unless you throw out a team that I genuinely do think they will beat in five.
Like
so just throw, yeah, just give me a team. Just give me a team.
No, I'm not doing it anymore.
Milwaukee,
I'd say six. I'd say Milwaukee goes six. Milwaukee's good. They got the bet. They got the.
Can I say what you do?
Are you gonna give me another team?
No, I'm done with that game. You put us out there so much that every season that we have has to come to a tragic end. Like, you've put yourself out there so much with Bobrovsky that the game today, the season's going to come to a tragic end, and it really shouldn't have.
Can I be honest with you?
No, you're not honest. You're not honest. Don't say, can I be honest? No, you can't be honest.
I'm South Florida sports Shakespeare. Every great story ends in tragedy, Leroy. Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet.
Macbeth.
McBob.
So now he's mentioned with Shakespearean classics.
Yep.
It didn't end in tragedy. It kind of started.
Don't forget the McRib. Tragic ending. Oh.
Romy, Spo, and Juliet.
I hate you. Like, where?
D. Hey, can I get another Shakespeare play? I ran out. I know Macbeth, Hamlet,
after
and
one.
Juliet. What else did he do? Oh, Cats. That's the Panthers tragedy.
Hey, by the way, did she not look in the room and just say, "You're an idiot"?
Yeah, she gave me the middle finger.
I know. Tell her I feel her pain.
Which one? Oh, As You Like It. That's what the Heat said. That's how the Heat said it to the Celtics last night. How do you want this ass kicking? As You Like It.
Please, from now on, can you stay as far away from Shakespeare as possible?
Can I tell you something? You know, I'm spreading this silly sauce to my in my genetics because my son, he goes to my wife this morning and he goes, "Mommy, I think we should put a pool in your bedroom." And she goes, "What?" He goes, "Yeah." She goes, "Why don't you just want a pool in the backyard?" He goes, "Everybody has a pool in their backyard. Your bedroom is big enough." I'm just like, I love this kid. Then he was talking about some evil porcupine when I was out in the out and about in the hallway.
Evil porcupine.
Yep.
As if being porcupine isn't evil enough.
That's right. That's right. Can we hear from Dwayne Wade yesterday, Robbie? Dwayne Wade, I watched the national broadcast yesterday, guilty. I know people think that's a cardinal sin, but I tuned into a TNT because it's Dwayne Wade night. Dwayne Wade was on.
You know what? I like the way, here, let's put it this way. D. Wade and, what's his name? Who he did the show with?
Last night was Vince Carter. Vince Carter was good too.
Yeah, but they were excellent. Not as much silly sauce. So were you expecting more? You know what I mean? Because that's kind of what makes that Chuck and Shaq thing go.
I think normally on Wade nights they have Shaq to add the silly sauce, but it's not as silly.
Okay.
It's not like right. It's never gonna be
because
that.
Nobody can get Shaq going like Barkley.
Nobody.
Shaq without Barkley is a different Shaq. Right? No yucking it up, no how many rings you got, you know, he like yeah.
So Dwayne Wade was on the set last night at TNT, doing a great job, and he told a little story about him and Bam, and a discussion they had before the season.
October 8th, me and Bam had a conversation about his season, and we were predicting his stats.
Yes.
I said Bam was going to average 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 3.5 assists. Bam told me I was crazy, and he was going to average 16 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists.
And what is he averaging?
16 points, 10 rebounds, and 5. I don't know how he called that.
Right.
So I gotta give it up to my guy Bam, man.
I love it. I love it.
God, hey, you definitely want a player to aim higher than somebody who's suggesting or thinking what he could do, right?
Oh, 100%. Right. 100%. I love the fact, though, that it is interesting how he, Udonis, Alonzo, they all kind of just knew when he walks into the building. I don't know if they knew he was going to be this talented, but they're just like, man, this guy, we just love the way the guy works. Because every interview we had with them, they were just like, I don't know. You just tell him once, he just does it. He works so hard. He just carries everything. You know, Alonzo is the greatest. Alonzo is just like, oh, he's going to be face of the franchise.
He's a personable guy, right? And even D. Wade took a while to get to that point to where he could speak freely and just say what was on his mind or whatever. He wasn't good enough to do it just because maybe he wasn't comfortable enough to do it. Bam is that right out of the gate.
Yep.
You know, like when you talk about, you know, hey man, Duncan can't shoot the ball 4 times in a game. You know, that's when you think about D. Wade's second or third year, does he say something like that?
I don't know. I think he's just like he's just coming out of his shell with that stuff. No, Shaq was
right.
The guy.
Right, exactly. So
Shaq,
I think so when you look at, you know, where Bam is, along with the talent that he is, everybody can have a conversation with him. Everybody says he's a good guy. He's a great teammate. He just seems ahead of the professional curve than a lot of young star players that come into the league.
Oh, I love it. And then on top of that, he's there yesterday just hobnobbing with Jason Tatum. And you know all the Sully and Mercy like, oh, no. You're going to take a guy. Oh, no.
What?
You're going to take a guy. Yeah.
Wait, you didn't want Tatum.
I didn't, but now I do. And I don't even know if I want him for the player that he is, even though he is awesome. I just want to take
it
from Boston.
Wait a minute.
I want to take it from
Boston. I'm going to say this. You have said a number of times that Tatum was overrated.
I mean, I might have been doing, you know, shooting him down to bring Bam up. I might have been doing some of that. Now I know that they're besties. I mean, we might have to warm up to him.
Bam seems to be besties with a lot of guys in the league.
I know. He casts a wide net. I love that about him. You know.
Why do you think... Here, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why do you think every time somebody's cool with another player, there's some covert operation going on?
I don't know. I think these things. I never think anything's just face value. Like, some people may say, oh, they're friends. Like, hey, Tobin, Patrick Ewing and Alonzo are friends. Riley hated it. They went out to dinner, but they were friends and they competed great. Maybe Bam and Jason Tatum can be the same thing. Hey, maybe this is a modern day Zoe and Ewing. Or maybe, as many people think, there's going to be a bubble super team. Maybe he's saying, hey, Playboy. I don't know. What do you think it is?
I think they're just friends.
Interesting. Well, listen, hey, different perspectives, you and me.
Hey, are we shocked at what Melo's doing?
You know, yeah, I am, actually.
Me too. Look, kudos to Melo. He doesn't look like as fat as he was when he was sitting in that chair talking about...
No, he definitely does not.
Right.
He definitely does not. And I saw that Damian Lillard, I think his quote was just saying, I don't know why people are shocked about this. It's disrespectful to think that of a Hall of Famer. I think it was something to that effect.
No, it's not. When a 6'8 guy tries to dunk and gets beat up by the rim, it's usually a sign that he's getting old.
But the bubble's been fun, dude. The bubble has been fun.
It's been some of the best basketball collectively that we've seen in a long time.
And I don't even know if it's like, it hasn't been the cleanest, because there's definitely been basketball that's been sloppy, but the competitiveness
has
been amazing.
The games have been relatively close. You don't have many blowouts. You have some upsets.
How about, dude, that Devin Booker, and that's a guy I've definitely taken shots at on this team in the league. He hitting the game winner over Paul George and Kawhi.
Right.
That was nasty, dude.
I tell you what, though. Whoever wins the championship this year, they're not going to treat this like a lockout season. They will probably put this and say, you won a championship this year. You were a true champion because you didn't have any of your advantages and you were able to go through everybody under these conditions and circumstances. This will be, you know, when they talk about this year and talk about who the champion was this year, they're going to be like, that was an accomplishment right there.
We'll be back with more after this. Let's go out to a dumb tweet. This comes from Miles Oakner, a.k.a. Murph McSully. Texter writes, he writes on my Twitter, maybe Tatum is recruiting Bam. I did hear that he may not give him a contract extension, eh? You're adorable. Hey, Miles, listen, buddy. You're nuts.
Okay.
Hey, you're nuts.
But I'm going to say this. Pay that man his money.
Oh, definitely. Hey, tell him to bring me my money.
That's right.
Tell him to bring me my money.
Tell him to bring me my money. Hey, so while you messing around,
I think that in the exit meeting with Pat Riley this year, and when the extension comes up, do you think that Bam just shows Pat Riley all of his contacts? So I'll FaceTime him right now, Pat. Bloop. All you got to do is say when, and give me my money.
Yep.
Tell him bring me my money.
All right, so coming up later today, 12 o'clock, Panthers execution is officially going to go down.
Wow, you guys are so down.
Nah, Robbie, dead team walking, dude. Like, they played so gutless, so gutless.
They're the home team today.
Oh, wait. Are you out?
Oh, I'm out, son.
Okay.
Not on Bob. The rest of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's funny. So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Bobrovsky is your Tannehill.
Sure, whatever.
No. Don't whatever.
Sure, whatever.
Don't whatever.
You know what? I'm going to laugh when he goes to the Kraken and he wins the Stanley Cup.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Seattle will pick him up in the expansion draft. We know how this ends. It ends with him hoisting the Stanley Cup.
Really?
Yep. That's how it goes for the Panthers.
Okay.
Everybody leaves. Yeah, everybody leaves, everything gets better. That's how it goes. How can I feel confident?
So you're blaming his 4-goals game on the Panther on the organization.
I'm blaming it on everybody. I blame it on him, but I also blame it on them because hey, can I ask you something? Would you say it would be tough running for a lot of yards if they got to have 15 defenders out there?
Yeah, but guess what? If there was no blocking, you know what you would say? Mm. That horde's a bum. Look at his yards per carry.
Everybody check out Leroy Bellage out here.
Right. You. It's funny, when you like a guy, you take the whole team aspect of it.
Yeah.
But when you don't like a guy, you put it all on him. I'm not letting you do that. I'm not letting you do that.
You can't.
We've seen enough.
You can't let or not let me do that. I am who I am.
No. We've seen enough with your guy.
Oh, okay. So what do you want?
4 goals a game.
Yeah.
You know what?
Oh, okay.
Here's a question.
Let's just play advantage hockey the entire time.
Robbie, here's a prop bet. Who's going to give up more goals or score more threes? Is Duncan Robinson going to score more threes than Bobrovsky goals?
We'll go Thursday's game
against the Bucks.
Okay,
is Bobrovsky going to give up more goals today?
So yesterday,
than Dunk's going to score threes tomorrow.
Why don't we just put it for Dunk's number? Dunk's was 5 of 11 yesterday. So is he going to have? You're saying is he going to equal him in goals?
Okay, and I'll give I'll give Dunks -1.
Wow,
juicy.
That's a good bet because that's the average of Bob, and Dunks 5 was a little above his average.
But Dunk could go off.
Who you taking?
I think I take Dunks. I think he can go off and get 7 threes, and I don't think Bob could give up 6 goals. I mean,
6 goals, he's getting pulled.
No, wait. If he gave up 6 goals, you're going to let him give up 9. Because if it gets all the way to 6, you ain't taking him out.
By then, the damage is done.
Once Bob gives up 2 goals today, Drieger Beaver's going in there.
Too late now. That's what you wanted to do, you bum. You wanted to wait till after they were 0-2. They're 0-2 now.
It's not his fault they were 0-2.
I don't. Oh, my God. How many goals against does Bob have?
I mean, if you average the games, he's averaged 6. 3 goals in this playoff.
3
series.
Goals a game. Yeah. Now, any goalie win the Stanley Cup giving up 3 goals a game?
I don't know.
No, I'm going to go on a limb and say no.
I mean, why do you always make me have random goalie stats?
Because I don't need the stats to know. There is no goalie that won the Stanley Cup giving up three goals a game.
You don't know that it is a fact. You're just throwing that out there. Like
I know it's a fact. I'm going to go out there and on a limb and say that there's no goalie that averaged over three goals a game or three goals a game and won the Stanley Cup.
What the hell just happened there?
Some of Fonz's wall fell down.
Is that an omen for later today? That the Bobrovsky wall is going to fall.
I mean,
never was a wall to begin with.
He should have gorilla glued it.
I thought that was just Tobin being so mad at Leroy. They just threw something.
What else is falling? There's more going down there?
No, see, like it's the.
Yeah, it's wall panel.
Yeah, it's falling down.
Hmm.
I'm telling you right now. I'm not a hockey aficionado, okay? Really? But I can go out on a limb and say there has been no to win a Stanley Cup giving up an average of three goals a game. I can go out on a limb and say that.
Yeah, but there's probably been rounds won. All they need to do is win a round.
Nope. You give up three goals a game in any round, you're probably going to be out.
Wish you'd come at the same energy with Matheson, who's missed it. Like that dude should put up some. He should put up a tiki hut in the penalty box.
No, this is your fault.
I'm not. It's not my fault.
This is your fault because you came so hard with Bobrovsky, right? That now I got to reapply pressure, and this is where we get.
But it doesn't.
Really?
I just slip.
You slip.
I'm
okay?
Slipping punches.
So Bobrovsky slipped four times yesterday.
He did, but it was doing it against a power play all the time. They never had the puck in the Islanders on the Islanders' side.
Okay. But here's the deal. If I'm paying you like an elite goalie, that means under those circumstances you don't play average.
Always
you play elite.
Always?
Yes.
Always. So yes. LeBron James is playing against somebody.
Oh, at some point in the year, not average four goals a game. At some point. Keep in mind, he's averaging four goals a game for a whole season.
There's a machine gun of pucks at him.
Pew, pew, okay. Pew, pew. Again, $70 million. You're getting paid a lot of money to not be that. That's what an average goalie does.
Funny. Whenever I mention salary when it comes to a Heat fat cat, you're like, that's really not their fault that you paid him that money. It's not their fault that you paid him that money.
Okay, it's not. It's not his fault. I would take the money too if they offered me $70 million to play goalie. Okay, but is he worth $70 million? You tell me.
No, he definitely hasn't been worth $70 million.
No, hasn't.
Well, no, he's definitely not worth $70 million.
Okay, all right. And is it foolish of me to think that they paid a goalie elite money?
Yeah, that's their fault. That's not his fault.
I expect him to be elite.
Is it my fault that I expect Dion Waiters not to hallucinate on gummy bears after he gets a $50 million contract? You're just like, that's Dion.
Yeah, but you didn't get in to be like your LeBron James.
He did.
Is goalie not the most important piece on a hockey team to win Stanley Cup?
It is, but nobody pays goalies these ridiculous. Everybody who pays goalies these ridiculous contracts, they usually get bit in the ass. Like, remember Luongo got the 20-year deal from Vancouver? He ended up down here again.
It's like overpaying for a closer.
Guess what? You never had these thoughtful, takes before the season. You were all on the Bob train.
Woo-hoo! I still am. That's still my guy.
Okay.
That's still my guy.
I like it.
I'm loyal. It's okay. It's just going to make the revenge that much sweeter next year.
Next year?
Wait, why are we talking about next year? What about tonight?
Nah, come on, Rob.
I think they win tonight.
Hey, what's Robbie. Name? Robbie. You know what Tobin is? Rats off a ship?
That's on the ship.
Game six.
I mean, I'm just sitting there. I'm just not looking forward to noon. Are you looking forward to noon?
Well, oh no, I'll be back. Just I'll be back for my bike ride just in time.
Noon action.
Hey, Robbie. Over under first goal against the Panthers. 5 minute mark.
Do you want it? Do you want to Instagram live the first period?
No, I'm gonna just be getting back from my bike ride.
Well, Instagram me when. Tell me when you're back.
All right.
You can watch.
Hopefully,
the execution.
Hopefully it won't be 2-0 before I get situated.
Rats
don't
up
shake your head. Well, like, I'm sorry. If you give up 4 goals a game and I expect you to give up 4 goals because that's what you've been doing all year, that's not me being Debbie Downer. That's me keeping it real.
Yeah, but you always just focus the blame on him. You never do it to anybody else who causes the goals to happen.
I tried to do that.
Nah.
Yeah, and Wader's $15 million isn't comparable to the highest paid goalie.
Oh, really? It's $5 million more than he makes.
What now?
$15 million, that's $5 million more than he makes.
No, again, but it's $70 million for a goalie in hockey. You can't do, like, come on.
Bah.
Mm-hmm.
Dead weight's dead weight.
Dead weight. All right.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Rats up a ship, game 3. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.